I get to hang out here and have you come by on your birthday. Everyone say happy birthday to Jade Bird.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Big thank you to our sponsor, Edley's. They're great sponsors of the Noon Hour. So for your birthday, we got you a sold-out show at the Basement East.
I know. Not bad that, is it? I'm so excited. I can't wait.
We actually also got you a present.
Oh, bless you. Thank you very much. What is this? Oh, sick.
So we've got you your very own Live on the Green shirt here.
Oh, that's amazing.
And your very own Lightning 100 shirt.
Yeah.
All right,
repping
all right.
Repping Nashville.
So we're giving Jay Bird the gifts today, and she's giving us some gifts. She's going to play live here. What do you want to start with?
I thought I'd start us off a little calm, you know, because it's Monday and, you know, and whatnot. This is called Ruins.
This is Jay Bird.
To do this again, I tell you how I'm feeling. Then you, like a cryptomaniac, will try and connect the dots and the facts. How do we have to be? It's these hotels I just can't relax. The more I bend, the worse that I snap. Feel like a goddamn maniac. Are you sure you wanna do this now? I mean it when I say. It's all in ruins. 1 minute thinking of you, and the next it's all in ruins. Tell me, what did I do to deserve somebody like you? It's too hard to tell the truth. Nothing's real, nothing's new. I'm just a product to my emotions, and they're all setting off again. If it's a mixture or a dosage, and I need just what you're having, are you sure you wanna do this now? Oh, are you sure you wanna do this now? I mean it when I say that I don't understand. And I mean it when I say that I'm not sure who I am. 'Cause 1 minute I love you, and the next it's all in ruins. 1 minute thinking of you, and the next it's all in ruins. Again, here again, I can't let it out, and I can't let you in. Yeah, I mean it when I say that I don't understand. And I mean it when I say that I'm not sure who I am. 'Cause 1 minute I love you, and the next it's all in ruins. 1 minute thinking of you, and the next it's all in ruins.
All right, that is Jade Bird live on Lightning 100 in front of an in-studio audience. Tonight, she's got a sold-out show at Basement East. Flight is going to kick things off at 8 o'clock if you're lucky enough to have tickets to it. And it is her birthday show, so you're 22 today.
22, yeah, in the words of Taylor Swift, yeah, Tay-Tay.
Right.
22.
Did you grow up kind of as an army brat, having to travel a lot?
Yeah, yeah. My dad was in the military, so we moved around, you know, all over Germany, Wales, etc. since I was 7, and then I kind of, yeah, moved to Wales and chilled there for a little bit, played in pubs and clubs.
Well, we appreciate you playing in one on your birthday, not taking the day off. It feels like this past year was a massive year for you.
Yeah.
Is that how it feels for you?
I mean, it's been like a year of good company, you could say the least. I mean, like, obviously Newport Folk was a huge highlight of my life, let alone career. And just like playing with Brandy, playing with Sheryl Crow, like all these amazing, powerful women. It's just been an honor to be on stage with them, to be honest with you, this year.
Right? Yeah. And a lot of that happened recently here in Nashville.
Exactly. Exactly. Like the Americana Awards. And like, it's just been amazing, to be honest.
You also got to make your Grand Ole Opry debut.
Yeah.
So. It didn't hit me that I was kind of, because I played it with Hosier last time I came around support, and it was a kind of, you know, my string snapped and I was like, oh, what's going on? I couldn't really get my head around it. And then I kind of just stood there, and halfway through the first song, I was like, oh my God, like, this is the Opry, you know, this is what my grandma used to tell me about. And it all just hit me. Very strange. Yeah.
Yeah. The Hosier show, I felt like that was a while ago. That was earlier this year in March. And you opened for him and got a standing ovation. It was spectacular.
Yeah. That whole show. I mean, he's the nicest guy I think I've ever met in music, full stop. So it was just the crowds. Like, we were in Charlotte the night before last. And like, I met so many of them at that show, the Hosier support, and yeah, people have just been really supportive. It's super nice.
That's awesome. Well, we're excited to have you playing live on the radio right now. This is Jade Bird. What would you like to play next?
This one's a bit more a rocker, you could say. It's called Aha.
Does she wake up, put on makeup in the bathroom, and go to work and stare at it and text you she'll be back soon? But her boss runs his fingers around a pretty blonde platinum do. I bet you never thought about that, did you? And it's none of my business, and I don't want to get involved if you think that she's good. I think you should be told she got you in your knees like a little boy. Everybody sees that you're just a little girl. She's got a box full, diddy daddy lily, but she asks you if you love her and you know to say, uh-huh. She wears your skirt so you don't ask her if you can check her phone. Talk about the guys at work so you feel ego-central. Like fancy cars and football teams, is she like continental? With the European accent, does she speak? Was so gentle, and it's none of my business, and I don't wanna get involved if you think that she's good. God no, she got you in your knees like a little boy. Everybody sees that you're just a little girl. She's got a box full, diddy daddy lily, but she asks you if you love her and you know to say, uh-huh. She be where it hurts, but you don't seem to see. But why should it work? She's doing what you did to me. You where it hurts, but you don't seem to see. But why should it work? She's doing what you did to me. She got you in your knees like a little boy. Everybody sees that you're just a little toy. She's got a box full, diddy daddy lily, but she asks you if you love her and you know to say, uh-huh. She asks you if you love her.
That was awesome. Jade Bird live here on Lightning 100. She's in town, got a sold out show at Basement East this evening, out touring in support of her 2019 self-titled full length debut album on Glass Note Records.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I actually got to hear Daniel Glass give a keynote speech, and I realized you are hooked up with a great record label.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, me and Daniel, like, we've been really close now since I joined, which I think is, like, getting on for 2 years, which is really mad because it doesn't feel like that long at all, you know? Like, even, I remember the first time I came to Lightning 100, it was one of my first radios, and that must be getting on for a couple of years now. Oh,
right.
Maybe this is me having a crisis of getting older mid radio. I don't know. But yeah, no, I'm a huge fan of like Glass Note, and they're so supportive. And
yeah, 2017 was when you were here first.
Oh, so see,
not even old enough to drink back then.
Oh, so scary that.
And and now she's 22 years old. Jade Bird is here in the studio. So you recently were on Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
And I saw you do an Instagram post. And you're kind of giving a little insight into what was happening in your head.
Which one was that?
I think you said, my brain is telling me, rock out.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
now
yeah.
Sing good.
Oh, yeah, it's literally, you're on, because you hear like a little click as well. So you're like, concentrate, concentrate, rock out, concentrate, concentrate. It's kind of this crazy, TV is definitely the most adrenaline I think I've ever felt. ever.
Really?
Oh, it's 2.5 minutes, because all my songs are 2.5 minutes, of just pure, like, shot of adrenaline. It's very strange, yeah.
I saw you also posted a picture that Linda Perry had put out, and you said you're working on the next chapter of your music. So what can you tell us about that?
Well, it's all, you know, it's all in the mix. I've got my concept. I've got my album title in my head and the leading kind of record of it. And we're just building around that idea. It's obviously very explorative. You know, this first record was very kind of almost selfish, I think. Your debut is almost a bit selfish. You're trying to work out who you are, what on earth you're doing on this planet, what on earth your relationships mean about you. And I felt like my second record, I wanted to go into communities a bit more and work out what other people are feeling and thinking, especially with the climate. And there's no better person to do that than Linda Perry. That's awesome. She's the most upfront badass, can I say on the radio?
You did.
But
no, it's fine.
Just did. She's an incredible woman. So we've been kind of writing and recording together, and I just hope, you know, a lot of the second record's by her.
Yes, it's live radio in front of an audience, yeah. And we appreciate everyone coming out here today. We're excited about her sold-out show at the Basement East tonight. You've obviously spent a lot of time here in Nashville, because I saw also, and I think I might be wrong on this, one of your first tours in the United States was with Brent Cobb?
Yeah. Yeah, I love, like, Brent, I haven't seen him in a really long time. And then for the Americana Fest, I jumped up with him to sing that song we did. And it's like, he's like a brother, you know what I mean? He's like an old family, well, literally part of my family. I love that guy so much.
And you got to work with him and Dave Cobb on this new song that just came out.
Yeah, which was a while ago now. So it's mad that it's coming into the ether now. But it was really, they were really into a lot of 70s country. And they were showing me a lot of stuff, like kind of musical stuff like that, when we were in the studio. And so it was just a nice learning process for me with both of them, to be a part of that song. It's kind of magical, you know?
I bet it was fun.
Yeah, 100%.
Would you like to do another song?
Yeah, I think I would.
What would you like to play?
It's a bit early for me, even though it's midday. But this one, this one's called I Get No Joy. Military march in and out my head. Everything I did, everything I say, yeah. Take it to the arch for your happiness. Or spin it like a lark, sing it for nothing. I get no joy. I get no joy. All the words I'm about to say, can't seem to get them out my head. Everything because everything you live, you learn, you love it. I get no joy. Together in a pod, do it all again, right back to the start, straight up to the A, and I'm such a fool, got everything in you, but my heart is so blue, I'm singing for nothing. I get no joy. I get no joy. All the words I'm about to say, can't seem to get them out my head. Everything because everything you live, you love, you love it. That I don't pay attention, if I did, would intervention come to me in a dream? Or is it just what the directors and the pills, not the deflectors, would have you believe? Psychotic, hypnotic, erotic, spots is your thing. But how many days a week do you feel electric, connected, unexpectedly affected? What do you need? What do you need? I get no joy. I get no joy. I can't seem to get them out my head. Everything because everything you live, you learn, you love it. I get no joy. I know the sun will shine another day, another time. I know the sun will shine another day, another time. I know the sun will shine. I know the sun will shine. Electric, connected, unexpectedly affected. What do you need? What do you need? I can't seem to get them out my head. Everything because everything you live, you learn, you love it. I get no joy. I get no joy. No joy.
All right. Jade Bird giving us all the joy on her birthday. Thank you so much, Jade.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congrats on selling out Basement East tonight.
Thank you, yeah.
Was one of your first shows in Nashville at the OG Basement playing the New Faces night? Does that sound about right?
Yeah, you know what it was? It was. I was with Lewis Capaldi, and he was like, hello, you all right?
Yes, wow.
He's such a sweet guy. But yeah, we played that one together 2 years ago now, yeah.
Well,
mad.
Now you got sold out show at Basement East, and we all couldn't be happier. One more time, please give it up for
Jade Bird. Thank you so much. Cheers.